In my town, a Dollar General store is being built. It's almost finished. That will make the third Dollar General within 5 miles of my house. And there's a Family Dollar just down the street. Crane's Detroit business reporter Chad Livengood has noticed this expansion of Dollar General in many parts of rural Michigan, and he joins us now. Hi there, Chad.
Good afternoon.
So in your front page story, you tell us you find not every small town is thrilled about this big expansion of these dollar stores. Well, what's the concern?
Yeah, so I was up in Curtis, Michigan, in the Upper Peninsula, about 70 miles from the Mackinac Bridge, for a weekend getaway up in June. And I noticed all these signs in town, I support Dollar General or boycott Dollar General. And I said, wait a minute, there's a Dollar General coming to Curtis, Michigan. It's a pretty small town. The township itself is 1,000 people. And sure enough, there was this Dollar General under construction on the west end of town, 9 miles from US 2, kind of on the way to nothing. You know, curiosity set in as a reporter, and I started, I followed up, but I got back for vacation and started kind of calling around and looking around. And sure enough, Dollar General is in a massive, rapid expansion nationwide, but specifically in rural northern Michigan. And they are moving out into various areas. Back in November, they opened their 500th store in Ida,
right,
in the farming community of Monroe County.
You put this in perspective. Back in 2010, there were 247 Dollar General stores, and now more than 500. So what's the strategy of this company?
The strategy is to be, you know, small and nimble, get to people where they live or where they're driving. And they're not so concerned about, you know, being 5 miles away from the next one. So, for example, on US 23 going up the Sunrise side where I travel to Oscoda, there is a new one going up in the town of Omer. Omer is touts itself as Michigan's smallest city. It says 300 people live there. There's not a stoplight. There's really not any other type of commerce or store. There's a church, basically. But it's catching people driving up US 23. And then there's one 7 miles away from there in Augray. Although there's a intersection before Augray to go up M65 kind of into the Huron National Forest. And it seems that they basically have planted this new store in Omer to sort of catch the people who turn left. So this company is very strategic in how they're placing these stores. They got 530. So they've added 30 more stores just since Thanksgiving. And the company nationally is adding nearly 1,000 stores this year. Their CEO has said that they think they, even at 15,500 stores now nationwide, the largest retailer by store count in the country, Dollar General, they think there's capacity for 12,000 more. So that's why they're going to towns that you wouldn't expect to see them, like in Curtis, Michigan.
How does this business plan make any sense, though? You've got the cost of the building, you've got the cost of the personnel to operate the store, and the goods. And when you're talking about a small town of 300 or less than 1,000, I would think they would never recoup their investment and their basic product cost and personnel cost.
Well, part of the strategy is that you have to, undercut the competition like anything else. And so I talked to the one small grocer in the town of Curtis, and he basically had already figured out from talking to his bread distributor and his milk distributor that Dollar General was going to be buying milk and selling milk at the price that he buys it at. Their selling price is going to be the price that he can buy it at. So it's all about trying to basically, use the sort of Walmart mass buying model and then selling lower than what your average mom and pop store could support. And so, there's been communities that question this. Now, when I found, like, up in Leelanau County, there's been some pretty successful efforts so far to stop Dollar General from coming in. The town of Maple City, Empire, near the Sleeping Bear Dunes, their planning commission 4 years ago blocked one of these. And then just last month, there was a new attempt by Dollar General to buy a piece of land on the bucolic M22. And the village council held a special meeting to basically pass a 6-month moratorium on any new commercial construction, essentially trying to block Dollar General again.
So, final question, Chad, how many Dollar General stores are planned for Michigan?
No, the company won't say that. Nationwide, they've said they're going to add 975 this calendar year. But like I said, they've added 30 just in the last 9 or 10 months. And it seems like they're going to poise to do a couple dozen more here just down the road, just based on reports around the state.
Chad Livengood is senior editor with Crain's Detroit Business. Good to talk to you.
As always, thank you.